Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, as we get ready for Giants baseball, joined by Zach Manassian. And Zach is Director of Professional Scouting for the Giants. And fans, this is someone we're going to get to know a lot about over this next year or so, I have a feeling. But Zach, nice to have you on the show with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Excited to be on the show and more importantly, excited to be a Giant.
Yeah, boy, you have a great history, and I saw you years ago. Tell the fans a little bit about the family history, because there is a connection with baseball, and you're still a young man, but you've been around the game a long time.
Yeah, I've been pretty fortunate. My father ran the clubhouse in Texas for the Rangers starting in 1989, and we're on the visiting side for a while. Myself, I have three older brothers who all worked in the clubhouse and moved over to the home side. My dad had 20-plus years as an equipment manager, and his history dates back way before me being born, and which led to Tommy Lasorda being my godfather, which I don't know is a good thing or a bad thing now that I'm in Giants land, but a lot of time around the game, and I kind of joke that I don't know if there's been a family dinner, where we haven't talked baseball.
What's it like having Tommy Lasorda as your godfather?
Oh, it's great. I get to hear the same stories a lot, but they're still funny. And I still think as I'm walking to the ballpark in San Francisco now, all the times when he would tell me to go to bed and dream about being a Dodger. And as much as I did that, I cannot be more excited to be a Giant and look in the other dugout and see the Dodgers.
Yeah, great story. Zach Manassian with us, Director of Professional Scouting for the Giants. So tell me a little bit about being part of your dad's crew with Texas. I remember your brothers being there. Your other brother, Perry, now is a responsible job, I think, with the Braves. And you've certainly worked your way deservedly through Major League Baseball. What was it like being with Dad?
It was an invaluable experience. I mean, him in particular, when you try not to look at him as your father, he's just a very strong leader and a very strong sense of what needs to be done with what work ethic and how to do it. And he took a lot of pride in running a very good clubhouse. And I'm telling you, from the age of five to the day I left, if you're going to be in there, you're going to be working and you're going to be doing a good job. So we had fun, but we take the game very seriously. Mm-hmm. And I still probably carry that and carry a bit of his intensity on a day-to-day basis.
Mm, very good. So how do you make the transition from working in the clubhouse to being part of a front office?
It's different. I think in some ways you can kind of see the pitfalls of maybe not being around the team on a daily basis. But it also is good to kind of take a 10,000-foot view also. But you take a lot of those experiences of the day-to-day grind that a player goes through, just how difficult the jobs are, not only for the players, but for the manager and the coaching staff, and all the personalities, how they mesh together, what it takes from a work ethic standpoint for players to get through 162 games. There's just so much that goes into it that you don't necessarily see working in a front office. So those are all things I remind myself from time to time when we're discussing players.
Great answer. Zach Manassian with us. Zach, how do you get your break, the big break, to get into this?
Well, I was fortunate in Texas to be around a lot of good people, and one of them I look up to as much as anyone is Doug Melvin, who was the general manager for the Rangers when I was there, and he took a liking to me, and for whatever reason, I was fortunate enough to go and get an internship in between my junior and senior year of college for a couple months in Milwaukee, and he had told me, when you're ready to graduate, let me know and we'll see if we can figure something out. And sure enough, the next year I graduated, and I remember calling him and said, I'm getting close to graduating. And he said, okay, well, what day are you done? And I said, Friday. And he said, okay, be here the following Monday ready to work. And so I had my 2 days off between college and my career now. And I wouldn't trade it for the world, but him giving me that opportunity was a big break. And being around – the people. It's been pretty consistent since I was five. Just being around some quality people who have looked out for me has been very helpful.
Where did you go to college and what did you major in?
So I went to Texas Arlington and I majored in business management. But I describe going to college for me as a second job. I was working in the clubhouse in Texas and it was basically go there and get your classes done and get to work. And so it was pretty much hustling to the ballpark right after school. And after high school, I had a decision to make. I had done well, and I could go away and go to a good school, but it was just so attractive to me to stay around the team and be around this industry for four more years and just continue to learn, and which I think I was able to do and fortunately led to where I'm at now.
Well, you bring an amazing resume from the Brewers, and I don't know if you've ever looked at all the trades that happened. My goodness, while you were there, honestly, it looks like a who's who of baseball. So what was that like, being involved in a front office that made major trades, Zach Greinke, and this one and that one, Yelich eventually? I mean, it's just a fantastic story.
Oh, it was awesome. I think about them every day. And I try and use those experiences to think through kind of what we're going through here. I was talking to a friend about this the other day. I think when you're in the moment, you don't find them as fun to talk about it in its simplest form. They're very intense. They're very stressful. But when I look back now, man, was it fun. And going through Zach Greinke and going through CC Sabathia and just going through some of those deals. And I was joking with Will Smith about the deal that sent him here. And us in the front office in Milwaukee offering our opinions on whether it was a trade we should or shouldn't make. So that's a funny one, and it's one that I still joke about not only with the people in Milwaukee, but the people in San Francisco that I'm working with. But they were great. They're all special. You can remember the history of all of them, and probably the one that will stick out of my mind for a long time was we had agreed to trade Carlos Gomez to the Mets, and he failed a physical, and we basically had 12 hours to find another trade. And I remember by the time I left the restaurant that we were at trying to consummate the deal, it was 1 a.m. and Doug looked at me and said, "Hey, we got to get right back at it and do a deal." I said, "We will." And we went back in and we were able to make a trade with the Astros the following day and got Josh Hader and Domingo Santana and Brett Phillips and Adrian Hauser and four guys who have gotten to the big leagues. So that one was pretty special. I think it paid a lot of dividends for the Brewers and will continue to do so.
Great story, Zach Minazian with us. Now, I mean, to listen to the story, it's so important for the Giants because there are players here with contracts that will be expiring and big money. But when you look at the Brewers and you just name the names, my goodness, to come in one trade, I think Giant fans are hopeful that this system can develop those kind of players again. And you being the director of player personnel for the Giants, you've got to know everybody in this system as well as everybody in baseball. So can you do it again?
Oh, absolutely. There is zero doubt in my mind. I get chills thinking of it sitting here. And as jealous as Giants fans may be of certain trades that I was a part of in Milwaukee, I can certainly say with 100% that I am more jealous of the three World Series rings. There's a lot of success here, and we're fortunate to have Brian Sabian around and some of the guys in the front office like Jeremy Shelley and Yeshaya Goldfarb that are still here that I know I can learn from. But as far as, recreating, I'm not necessarily looking to recreate the Milwaukee Brewers. I want to help create the best version of the San Francisco Giants and put us right back to where this franchise has been many times before. And there is absolutely no doubt in my mind we can do that. If I didn't think that, I would not be here.
So tell us about your job. And I kind of summarized it in my last question. But in your own words, what do you do?
So my main responsibility is overseeing the professional scouting department. So those are our scouts that are out seeing major league and minor league teams. So any player in affiliated baseball, I always say, I should know. And most players, by the time we're done talking to them, I'd like to say I know their favorite color. So that is a big part of it. And the way the way Farhan has expressed running a baseball operations department, which I think this is great. It's a very flat structure where there's a group of us that are fortunate to help in pretty much all areas of baseball operations. So I certainly expect to help Mike Holmes in amateur scouting, to help Jeremy and Farhan and Yeshaya with day-to-day, to help Joe Salermo on the international side, to work with our analytical people. I mean, those are all things that I was fortunate to be exposed to in Milwaukee, and I'm looking forward to working in those other departments in San Francisco.
Well, let's get to the Giants a little bit here in spring training. I mean, Parr is here. You've had Parr with the Brewers. I think it's one of your deals that you made. Maben is here. Solarte is here. Gentry's over in the minor league camp. We've got Barrett here. God is here. What's the theory behind bringing in these players?
Well, I think philosophically, it's just raising the floor. And we all, just like the fans, there isn't a person in this office who doesn't want to acquire star talent. We all want to acquire that. The unfortunate part is sometimes they're very difficult to acquire. So there is another way to go. And it doesn't mean you can't do both things at the same time. But just trying to build as much depth as possible in the organization to give Boach and the staff as much flexibility as possible. So we have flexibility in the front office. Those are all things that are very important to us. And bringing in some of these guys and giving them an opportunity to play to see what they still have. I think the idea is just building as much flexibility and raising the floor as much as we can, you know, to be competitive and you never know, maybe surprise some people.
Yeah, well, that's baseball. Trust me. I mean, you have a pitching staff, you got a lot of pitchers, a good bullpen, and you've got a core group of people. Do you have to see what they've got? You know, in baseball today, my God, if you're 31, you might as well be 41. So do you sort of have to see what you have here in the infield and some of the pitching staff before you really can evaluate it?
Well, I can't speak for Farhan, but for me especially, coming in totally, I wouldn't say with no history. Obviously, as a competitor, I know these players, but to see them on a day-to-day basis, absolutely. You try not to evaluate them too much just off of spring training performance, but even getting to know these players, it's eye-opening. And you can hear about Buster Posey from the other clubhouse, but then you see the way he handles himself and handles other people on a day-to-day basis. And to say it's impressive is an understatement. So seeing these guys on the field and how they work together and how they complement each other, absolutely, I think it's very important. I try and go into it with an open mind, and I'm really looking forward to seeing these guys. I kind of feel like I'm waiting for Christmas morning, and I have a lot of gifts, and I'm dying to open them right now. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, I only have to wait a couple more days to see them. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, great to have you on. I know the fans are excited, and I look at the resume, and Doug Melvin and you together and many other people. But my goodness, the Brewers really built an organization through trades and good young players, and I think that's what Giant fans are hopeful about. So great to have you on. This is going to be fun all year catching up with you.
I appreciate it. Looking forward to being in the Bay Area, and couldn't be more excited to be a Giant.
All right. That's Zach Minazian, Director of Player Personnel, Professional Scouting for the San Francisco Giants. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.